Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. God bless you, and I pray that you're having a wonderful day in the Lord. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I'd like to tell you a wonderful Bible story. It's found in Judges chapter 1. I want to read verse 9. And Adonai Bezek fled, and they pursued after him and caught him and cut off his thumbs and his great toes. What a odd thing for the Israelites to do. This heathen king that had come against so many people, God's people come in, and they overtook this king, this heathen king. And when they got him, the first things they done was cut off his thumbs and his toes. And you think, well, why would you do such a thing? But down in verse 7, it says, and Adonai Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and great toes cut off, gathered their meat under my table, as I have done, so God hath requited me. In other words, this heathen king had done the same thing that was done to him to other kings. He cut off their thumbs and their big toes. He put them down under his table and made sport of them. In other words, he belittled them and treated them worse than dogs. But the first thing he done was cut off their thumbs. Why would you cut off their thumbs? You can't defend yourself. You can't pull back a bow and arrow or fight with a sword if your thumbs have been cut off. Why would you cut off your big toes? Because if you've lost your big toes, you're not stable. You can't walk. You can't walk well, and you can't run. You can't fight well if you lost your big toes. And this king, that's what he done. But when he was caught, and the same thing was done to him that he done to others, he said, listen, I knew this was going to happen to me because what I did to other people. Isn't it amazing that when people know that, you know, you're going to reap what you have sown. This heathen king knew that principle. What he done to others come back to him. And you know, that's the plan of the enemy to do to us today. He wants to cut off our thumbs, so to say, spiritually, that we can't defend ourselves. And you know, if you get to the place that you can't get in God's word, you can't keep your mind renewed. You know, the only way you're going to come under bondage to drugs, alcohol, or whatever bondage Satan want to put you in, first, you've got to believe a lie. And the only way you can believe a lie is you've got to have a heart that is against God and not for God. And when you get out of God's word and you stay away from hearing the word, your mind is not kept renewed. When you hear God's word and you stay in God's word, that keeps your mind fresh and anew, and you won't believe that lie. And also the devil, he wants to cut off our big toes, so to say, spiritually, that we can't be stable. The Bible says that unstable man, or man that wavered, he's unstable in all of his ways. If you're not stable in your worship to God, you're not stable in your relationship to your family or other people. The only stability that we can have, and Lord knows we need stability in this time we're now in, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. But you also got to know the way you treat others, the way you treat your family, the way you act, you're going to reap what you've sown. Is not our country reaping what they have sown? When you deny God, when you turn God out of the schools, when you pass laws that are totally against God, then these things come back on us. And when the first thing in Leviticus, when you read the book of Leviticus, I think it's chapter 23, it tells you that the first thing that comes on people that walk contrary to the word of God is Torah. And are we not in that time today? Today, I pray that you'll listen to what this heathen king said. I know that I've reaped what I've sown, but you know what? Today is the day that you can stop that. You can ask God to forgive you, ask God to give you stability, and ask God to teach you how to defend yourself through the word of God. God bless you today. Let me pray with you. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that all those listening, if they do not know Jesus, that you'll help them to realize they need to ask forgiveness of their sins. And Lord, that they'll repent of their sins and ask you into their heart. And I pray for our country, I pray for our nation and our leaders, and ask that you bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.